Maria Swycord was one of the first people teaching yoga in Chattanooga when she opened her first studio here in early 2000. She still teaches yoga one-on-one in her private practice, but she also spends some of her time teaching others who'd like to teach the practice and the philosophy that underlies yoga. The challenge for her, as it is for everybody, teaching and practicing yoga, is to come to terms with the concept of mindfulness that is central to the practice. Yoga, she says, is as much an intellectual practice as a physical one.
We have to become a little more comfortable with the opposites integrating. We have to be able to have things change and have ourselves not be sure and have ourselves, it's a daily thing.
Yes, I think it's very difficult for most of us to stay in a place where we're uncomfortable or mm-hmm. we're not sure.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to want to gravitate to that which is familiar and mm-hmm. I know this. I know where I am. Mm-hmm. I know what's expected mm-hmm. of me and all that. But truth is, you know, that we grow and we learn the most when we're in situations where we're not comfortable
mm-hmm.
and we don't really know. You know.
I think one of the, I don't know who coined this or started this, but the idea of anti-aging techniques of I'd be less inclined to the plastic surgery and more inclined to what have I not done and what's something new I can do within myself, like a choice, an adventure, a mental cure, something I've never done before. And that shows up in your exterior. You know, when you start to, you know, just like what books you've read and music you've heard, conversations you've had are inside of you energetically. But to kind of be youthful, mm-hmm. I think youth comes from inside out. I mean, your body is going to change. I'm not saying that there's not going to be some. You can meet someone who is very much older and you feel the youthfulness. And I think that comes from doing something different, new, curious, getting out of your comfort zone.
So when you started teaching teachers.
Yes.
How did that change you? How did you start thinking about yourself differently and what you do differently?
Well, it was really amazing how it happened because it plays into my whole story of, you know, I just keep my eyes open and it happened. It wasn't like I knew that unconsciously the teacher training was something, but when Jessica Ewart, and it's at Sports Barn, it's held at Sports Barn, and they have a beautiful yoga space. When it happened and Jessica and I were talking about it and I saw this is it. You know, once I did the first weekend, when I taught my very first weekend, I felt this is what I've been needing and wanting. Those become one, the need and the want. And getting up there and just to see the people and their passion. And it's different than teaching. Obviously, teaching a class when you're just taking them through a yoga class as students. These are curious people, interested, who, not that the ones in my class aren't, but you can't communicate. There's not a lot of interaction. So here's the interaction that starts to happen. And then you just dive deeper and deeper in the layers. And then you become this group that, you know, is very unique. Each training has a uniqueness to it. I'm excited to see what happens in the next group because it's special just like an individual. You become an organism. So I did see how learning, I mean, I grew a tremendous amount.
Tell me about Jessica. Do you have a similar background, the two of you?
Jessica Ewart she taught at Sports Barn for quite a while, and she actually has moved. She's in Aspen now, and there's a school there. So we're sharing a school in Aspen. But
so how does that work?
Well, she travels here for the weekends, and she has family here, and we'll be going out there. So some of the training I do, here, I'll be in part of a program in Aspen. So anyway, but the Chattanooga Yoga School we have here, she and I just have known of each other, I think. And because, you know, I've been doing it a long time, I think she knew my history. And so when we got together, it was a really unexpected partnership that we both have seemed to, at this point, really appreciate how we can complement each other. Again, you know, it's a day-to-day thing. We're all here, hopefully, learning and growing. You know,
so Jessica's working out in Aspen, but she comes back here.
Yeah, we split the weekends. There's 9 weekends in a training, and we both are kind of equal in the number of weekends that we do, that we offer. And then we do pull in some other people that are expert in their field. You know, we have Asha Wolf that comes in, and she's amazing. She's from here, but she's in Colorado, but she's a physical therapist. And then, of course, Dr. John Gwynn, when we're together, I think that's a really profound amount of depth and knowledge that comes through that. So we feel good about our program. We think it's a good program.
And what do people do typically when they graduate from the program? Do they then go and have students at the
room? Yeah, you become a certified yoga teacher, Yoga Alliance. So we're a registered yoga school. Yoga Alliance is the recognized organization for teachers. So you can have that. You have that certification and can become a member of Yoga Alliance. So yeah, in town, I think what I'm seeing, because of there's so many studios opening, I think the timing is very nice because there's more opportunity. There's a lot of yoga studios needing yoga teachers and qualified yoga teachers, because you can get injured. And this is what concerns me.
That seems to be a concern these days.
This concerns me because that's the flip side. There's always a flip side to the evolution, growth, progress. So that's why I'm in what I teach, I do emphasize safety. And part of that comes through that mindfulness, the technique. It's very important to me. I'm seeing there is a lot of speed in classes now, which I, enjoy on some level. But until you know your form, you really need to watch. It can be that's why we need to do these programs.
Well, there seems to be a conflation of yoga and aerobics.
Yes, thank you.
And people thinking like that.
Yeah, that's right. This is what I talk about a lot, is I enjoy and love the physical aspect and will push hard as anybody. I just love that push. But if it doesn't have the mindfulness, it doesn't have the presence, it doesn't have the awareness of safety, it really is disjointing, no pun intended, to me. Because you can't...
So how would people know that? What would you advise people to look at when they're looking at a program?
Well,
to be sure that they are going to be, taken care of.
I think you're going to have to go on talk, word of mouth.
Yeah.
You hear about a teacher and their style. And I don't want to sound like, I think that these faster classes can be good. I just think the hard part, and it's for a business owner, it's hard, because a yoga studio owner, as I understand, what sells is the fast, hot, speedy class. The irony is the type A person is drawn to power yoga.
Right.
Not to beginning yoga. A type A person does not want to take beginning yoga.
They're of the cut to the chase mentality,
yes.
Right?
And here's...
But that's antithetical to yoga, it seems to me.
Yeah. And this is where it is hard for the owners, for the studio owners, and is that people are going to pay for they're going to pay to go in and be vulnerable.
It's interesting you use that expression, because it seems to me that they're paying in ways that they didn't necessarily intend or anticipate, right? Because they're ignoring something that is essential to yoga.
Well, and this is in the training that I do teach.
So that's your challenge, really, isn't it?
Yeah. What I'm encouraging is that as a teacher, you do have a responsibility, just like a physician has a responsibility. Everybody takes an oath, do no harm.
Mm-hmm.
It is your responsibility as a teacher. Now, granted, each student also has a responsibility. You cannot be responsible for everybody's choice.
That's
but here,
right.
But here's the balance. Mm. It's not either or. It's not, okay, student, run free, and it's your responsibility. And it's not, oh, teacher, it's all you. It's all yours. It's both. It's both. And as a teacher, what you can say is you can push people, but you have to continually say you need to listen to your body. And when you see a group really out of alignment, it's your responsibility to slow that down as a teacher.
So what I'm getting from you is your advice would be, if you're going to engage in power yoga, be careful.
Yeah. I don't like for people to feel fearful. Like,
no.
I do think that people need to push an edge. I'm not a fear-based person.
Right.
But be mindful is the word.
Yeah.
Be mindful. Go in. If something's not feeling... Like, pushing hard and being really uncomfortable is something that's going to happen, and I encourage.
Yeah.
Being really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But if you're struggling and you're stressing out and you're, you know, you can't feel, you're tensing up and you're, then that's a time to pause and to say, is this nourishing? Is this really, is this practice nourishing me or is it harming me? And the hard part is you're not going to always know right after class. It might be 5 years later, you know. And so, again, the teacher has, we each have responsibility. And as a teacher, you encourage, this is what I want to teach my trainees in the pro. I teach, you need to help encourage your student to be responsible. That's what your job is. Your job is not to protect per se and tell them not, you know, oh, worry, don't do this or push up. Richard, how is this feeling for you? Do you need more or do you need less? And I want you to keep checking in. Watch your reactions as a student to what's happening in the room. Do I feel pushed because this person's doing more? Do I need to do it because they're doing it? That's not, no. Don't be afraid to try handstand. If you've developed, if you're able to hold plank pose for a long time, hold a push-up or do a lot, don't be afraid to kick up and fall. But don't do it if you haven't prepared and you're not mindful. Don't go into handstand because the whole room is doing it. You know what I mean? Don't, you watch, you step back and you go, am I ready for this? Is this appropriate for me? You know, and your body will tell you. It'll tell you, yeah.
The next teacher training session starts on Friday, April 4th. All the details are on the website, chattanoogayogaschool.com. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.